justification in Galatians and James. Let us look at justification just for a moment. The first word, just, first syllable, means to give to everyone what is due. What is due to God, what is due to our fellow men, what is due to the devil, what is due to right, what is due to wrong. Just. And the latter part of it, I think, and I like to think it comes from there, comes from the same Latin root, fiere, from which we get fiat. Justification is justification by fiat. It's a divine, forensic, legal, judge, decree, by which when we have entered into the initial relationship with Jesus Christ, the Father can declare us forgiven of our sins, cleansed from all unrighteousness, set free from all our bondage, the sins of the past taken care of, our relationship to Christ established, our state in the new covenant effective, and we are declared now to be children of God. It's a sentence. It's a work of a moment. It's a work of acceptance. Our old ways, the finery of flesh and money and power, all thrown into the dust, a beginning again in Jesus Christ. A beginning again, the work of a moment, our title to salvation. Our certificate. Now in Galatians, the man was justified by faith, not by law. In James, he is justified by law and not by faith only. We must remember this. We are justified by faith, and we are justified by law. Now, when you give a study on the state of the dead, you don't take the story of the rich man and Lazarus and say, this is what the dead are. You don't take the story in the 9th chapter of Ecclesiastes either. You make a composite of all the teaching in the scriptures on the state of the dead. And then you formulate a statement that fits in with all the revealed passages. And if a text comes along that gives a slightly different emphasis, you've got to shade your definition so that it fits in with all the scriptures and brings tension nowhere. We should do that to this idea of justification. When we have defined it, there should be no, yes, but what about that verse? And so as we're thinking here about justification in Galatians and James, we should realize that this is a state in God's sight that the judge pronounces when certain conditions have been met. A man can say, I believe that Jesus Christ has cleansed me from the evil habit of smoking. And then we will say, I will baptize you immediately. But he hasn't stopped smoking. He's still got his cigarettes in his pocket. He must throw those cigarettes away. He must demonstrate by his doing, by his works, that God, grace, the Spirit, the power of heaven, has given him the victory over his sin. So the throwing of the cigarettes away and the proclaiming that he accepts in Jesus Christ must go hand in hand. They're indivisible. The declaration of his belief is faith. The throwing of the cigarettes away is works. I remember visiting an alcoholic years ago, talking to him about giving up his alcohol. And then when he had suggested he really wanted to give it up, I said, have you got any alcohol in your refrigerator? Yes, he did. He had a huge bottle of vodka. And my young intern, associate, was with me. And I said, now would you like, I named him, to go to the refrigerator and take it out? He thought a little while and he said, yes. So while we were sitting there in the living room, he went and removed and brought that big jug of vodka into the living room. I said, now if you really want to give that up, you should throw this away. Do you want to throw it away? Again, there was a long pause. And then in his half-drunkenness, he said, yes, I want to. So I said to the young gentleman, go and throw it away. And so it went guggle, 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 guggle right down the sink. And he threw the empty bottle in the trash can underneath the sink. Now that man really meant what he said, because he's a born-again, non-drinking Christian today, testifying to the power of grace in his life. Now how did he give up alcohol? By works. He threw away the vodka he had. By grace and faith, he claimed the promise of Jesus Christ and claimed his power alone, that he couldn't do this without the power of the Spirit. Now here we find a perfect blending of the justification in Galatians and the justification in James. Again, we must call attention to the oft-used example of Abraham. In James, Abraham was justified by works when he offered up Isaac. That's one. When he had relationships with Sarah and produced Isaac. But he was also justified by faith when he believed that God could bring Isaac from the dead if he offered him up on Mount Moriah. That he believed that God could give him a son, even though for 100 years he had never succeeded. So here we see Abraham is an illustration of success, salvation, justification by faith, salvation, success, justification by works. The problem is when we separate them. If we put them together and say one without the other is dead, faith without works is dead being alone. We are not saved by faith only. John says, we are saved by faith that works. Part number 3 deals with Rahab. Rahab was a believer, but she was justified by works when she received the messenger, when she hid the messengers, when she did something about it. She risked her neck. She put the red cord outside the window. So she expressed her faith, she lived her faith. She protested it verbally, she demonstrated it practically. Rahab had faith that worked. Part number 4, actions rather than words. Now here again, don't separate them. Words must be validated by actions. But as James says, you can talk all you want about being warmed and fed, but if you don't supply clothes and food, you are doing nothing that is of any real value. A man is judged by what he does, the practicality of his testimony, rather than the eloquence of his words. And then he puts his tongue in his cheek, almost, and he says, if you only have faith, if you only believe, then you're in the company of devils, because they only believe. They have sola fide, but they don't do any good works. And don't be among those people who only believe as the devils do. Part number 5. Paul and James on justification. No man is justified in the sight of God by law. This is obvious by the text, and he believes in the proof text method from Habakkuk, the just shall live by faith. One little text proves the fact that justification must be by faith and not by law. James, on the other hand, says, see that how that by works a man is justified. Now this is the conclusion. He's already shown that Abraham believed, that Rahab believed, that the devils believed. Now he makes the difference. Rahab and Abraham worked. and the work was the sign that they believed. So the works, he emphasizes, as the signal of justification. Now Paul mentions the works of Abraham, but he also says that his faith was what brought it about. And here again is the chicken and the egg, or the egg and the chicken. Faith and works are two oars that, pulled evenly, make the ship, the boat, go straight forward. Part number 6, focus of the week, the balance of faith and works. One without the other is useless. To emphasize works is to make material things and activities and legalism a method of salvation. To emphasize faith only is to end up talking and doing nothing. The faith that is protested is the faith that works.